evening and welcome to Phantom Access. Today is Tuesday, March 19th. I'm your co-host, Karen, and my co-host, Jamie, should be calling in with us in just a minute here. AJ is not going to be joining us because we have a really short podcast tonight. We only have The Walking Dead. The only show that we are currently watching is The Walking Dead. So Jamie and I are going to talk about that, and we should be off here pretty quick tonight. Jamie might have a couple of announcements to make about some things that she's posting over at Sci-Fi Vision, some interviews she's done, and she may update a couple other shows that she watches. But pretty much we're just doing the Walking Dead chat tonight. That'll be the bulk of the show. Later this week, the OA premieres, I think on the 22nd, right? So today's the 19th, so that'll be Friday. And we will be adding that to coverage. Probably we will not talk about it next Tuesday because the weekend is not enough time for everyone to watch the show. We'll go another week probably and not review it until later in March. So everyone will have a chance to watch it. And other than that, I think we don't have much going on until April. So as soon as Jamie gets in here, we'll just have a chance to talk about this week's episode of The Walking Dead, which I forget what it was called. Scars. I think it was called Scars because it was partially about how Daryl and Michonne got those scars. If not, it was something about Scars was the name of it. Just called Scars. I just set up. So that's, here's Jamie. Let me let her in here as soon as I can figure out how to do that. Jamie?
Yes, it's called Scars. Hi.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I think it's called Scars. I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm great. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here. Just the two of us tonight.
Thanks for starting it. Yeah.
And I was
it shouldn't be too long.
Nope. Yeah. All we got to talk about is The Walking Dead. So how did you enjoy this episode, which was sort of split in multiple timelines?
Well,
like
I
three
mean,
timelines, I feel like we had, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I loved the story of what happened with Michonne's friend, especially that, you know, it was kind of horrible what happened and everything with the kids. But I like the episode in the sense that this totally explains what's been happening all season, because as much as, you know, we've been saying she's trying to keep him safe, you know, what happened to Rick and everything, she still has been acting a little more, I don't know, afraid to let them do anything than seemed Michonne. You know, at least, I mean, we've kind of talked about this a little bit on and on, but we just kind of assumed that's what it was because you didn't know any different. So I feel like it finally explains, okay, this is why she's been unwilling to let anything happen. And it, I don't know, it just kind of fills in some of the gaps. So I liked it in that point. I didn't like the idea of what happened, I guess, but it was only one episode, so that part didn't matter. And I think it was you I talked to on text about this, the fact, like, kind of the scene with the fact that, like, she had to kill all those kids was, like, horrible, and the way they did it, it was just kind of like it, you know, brought the emotion without actually having to show it, thankfully. I didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
And then the other timelines, I'm trying to remember what happened in the other timelines. You have to remind me. I'm trying to remember.
Well, Judith and Michonne, we had Michonne in, like, the present day timeline, if we want to call it that, where Michonne was like, apparently has never, you know, she'd never told Judith what happened. And she assumed Judith couldn't remember, and, you know, that whole...
Right, and that was what was interesting to Judith. She, like, obviously acts beyond her years, I guess, in this episode, but she's kind of, like, realizes that, no, she's known this whole time. That's why she wants to, in a way, I don't want to say that's why she wants to let them in, but she doesn't want it to be like that, you know what I mean? Like, you got to trust somebody, and she's not trusting the people they should be trusting. I feel like somebody you knew before the apocalypse is a little bit different than somebody you met after the apocalypse. You know what I mean? Because they're different people after. But if you met them after, then you already know who they are.
Right. So this was her friend from college. who apparently they had been very good friends, but she, like, so...
apparently not good enough.
Well, and like every villain on The Walking Dead, she's like a complete psycho. Every leader of every group that they encounter is just a complete nut job. Like, I'm not even sure really what her deal was, that she only wanted, like, she was kidnapping children and making this, like, band of children because she said
children, I don't know. I think
like,
at first, and I don't know, this is a guess, but I think at first maybe it was supposed to be the people she was with. She said something about the adults dying. So I assume that all that survived was the kids, and then at some point she must have decided to go after more kids because she thought they were stronger. I don't know. That part wasn't explained. So
yeah, she said like kids like adapt because kids have never known any different, and kids just adapt to whatever's going on. Kind of like that's why they're strong, because they don't remember anything else, and this is just life or whatever. So she was, she said all the adults in the group had died, which maybe they did. I don't know, but. I mean, she was definitely raising these kids to be complete psychos, and they were going to, like, kill Michonne and Daryl. They planned to sneak into Alexandria to kidnap kids, right? Like, the whole thing was a setup from the beginning. Turned out to be Michonne there. And they were, like, going to kidnap more kids, and, like, and then she, like, I don't really know why she had the brand. Brand Michonne and Daryl. He branded them, and then they were going to kill them after that. So
they said
maybe
like
a little more for dramatic.
Yeah, I think it was more to give us a mystery through the season that we were wondering what it was, which I had already forgotten about.
I really agree with you, and I'm not sure I really thought it until you said it, like that this really helped us understand why Michonne is acting the way she's acting. I have not been that curious about the scars that Michonne and Daryl have. But it did, you're right, it did kind of explain why Michonne is so against like any outsiders, and why she like turned away from from the other communities and from letting anybody in. And she said like it was just to protect the people inside here, but it's kind of like just to protect her kids also, right? Because Judith had a good point. Judith's like, well, when did we stop loving Daryl and Carol and Maggie and everybody, Like, they're our friends, too. So, little Judith.
Yeah, I know. So
she's so precocious. She's so precocious in the voice of wisdom.
I was just going to say, I did like Michonne's scenes with, can't believe I'm saying that, but her scenes with Negan in this one, because it's like, I don't want to say he has no reason to lie, because I think he could find a reason to lie, but I mean, he's kind of like not doing anything, and she just can't like accept that he's trying to help, and then he finally realizes what's going on. It's like he's smart enough to figure it out. It's like he hasn't been lying to her,
No.
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
Negan is greatly improved by being on the show very much. Like, he's not on that often. Well, yeah, I mean, they toned him down quite a bit, and we just see less of him, so we don't see so much of him, talking on and on and on. He was so annoying. He's definitely better. So there was that, the scene with the kids, so I kind of was like, wait, she's going to kill all these kids, what? She's going to have to kill all these kids to get away.
I know,
and
that's
I
what
wasn't
she's
sure
like, please,
if they were
stop,
show
stop.
It, right?
But somewhere I read, I scanned through a couple of different recaps, so I don't remember who said it, I apologize, but somebody had said something that's true, too, like, these kids, like, the woman, supposedly taught them to be brave or whatever, but she didn't teach them to be smart because, Michonne's got a katana, and they're all, like, running after her, like, I can beat this woman, and I'm a kid, you know what I mean? Like,
If
only one of them would have thought it through and ran away, it could have ended a lot differently, but...
Yeah. I mean, she's got longer arms and a long sword, and maybe that one teenager boy that she had, there was
he was pretty old.
There.
No, a little better, but he might have just thought he could beat her. But, yeah, I mean, as a little kid, to know that, I mean, some of them were pretty little, and to see an adult with a sword, I would think he'd kind of be scared, but she taught them not to be scared. I guess that was kind of the point, just not in the right way.
So that's really
horrible,
been...
though, that they're, I mean, what she did, I mean, she wasn't killing the kids at least, but I don't know, like, it was kind of like a dark episode in a way, you know, but and that's what I was saying,
well,
like,
yeah.
I don't really like the per se episode storyline that it involved, but I like the reasoning, like, I understand why they did it, and I like that it showed what we missed in a way, you know, in that sense, I think it was
like,
sense.
She just is so, like, wrecked, like, she, I mean, she had to kill all those kids, they were going to kill her if she didn't, right, so, I mean, she didn't really have a choice, but the fact that she killed all those kids, I guess, is partly why she's, you know, if she had never let those people in the first place, she wouldn't have had to kill those kids.
That's
in
why
the
she's
end. Not, so
letting,
just
not
in. Letting
anybody
in. Yeah, just not, you know, talking about the things that you know, she said, I've done things and I'm okay with that, but she's really kind of not okay with that.
Yeah, I know. I want to ask you one thing, though. Sorry, just go back to Negan. I just want to ask you one thing. The one thing, though, he did say, I wondered if he was telling the truth or maybe only slightly telling the truth. She asked him if he told him about Abraham and all of them, and he's like, well, we talk about everything, so yeah, I told her about him. I kind of question how much that, what he said there is true. Because I think he might have said to her, yeah, I killed them, but I don't think he went and said, oh, I bashed his head, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah,
so,
and
I don't know,
and
I
forced, like, and
much,
I forced Maggie to watch when I Glenn and I played Eeny Meeny,
yeah, exactly.
And, like, this whole, like, it was, I'm sure he hasn't told any of that, because Negan is not, like, it's not like he's reformed and honest.
Yeah, but also, the other thing is, even if he is being honest, I feel like, and I could be wrong, but we've said before, even, like, how Alpha is, like, more crazy than he is. I can't see him telling a little kid that to scare them, though, either. You know what I mean? Like, I think he likes Judith, and I don't think he's going to tell her this horror story that's going to make her never talk to him again, either, so.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, you know, in the comic book, that's Carl, who would know of that differently.
Right, so it makes a big difference.
You know,
which makes even less sense. The Carl would talk to him, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
And I haven't read the comic book, so I can't.
Well, and this whole thing doesn't happen in the comic book. You know, Rick is still alive. Michonne is not the leader of Alexandria. She's not, you know, none of this happens in the comic book. It was a, you know, another, like, kind of original part of the storyline that was okay. It was, you know,
it was
kind of okay. It was a little shocking that they went there in the end with killing a bunch of kids, but they, you know, they
didn't show it. At
least they didn't
show it. I appreciated the way they did it because they could have. I mean, I don't think they needed to. I think it would have been done for the sake of
Shaw.
It would have
been too much, and I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah.
They did it the way they should have done it. But it's still, like, I mean, killing a bunch of kids, that's pretty harsh. But I guess even this show has its limits. Maybe they've learned something from some of the criticism they've gotten over the horrible gore in the past.
Yeah, they don't need
and
that violence.
To do that.
It's one. I feel like it's one thing to show, like, zombie guts everywhere and have cool effects, but, like, you don't so much need it with the humans. I mean, yeah, once in a while they're going to have a good death, but I think that I agree with you. I think that they went overboard, and maybe, hopefully, they learned something. I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait till they kill somebody else and find out. But maybe it'll be Lydia or Henry. Yeah, that might work.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm
so we did have, like, just a little bit of storyline there where they come to Alexandria.
I couldn't remember if they were even
Henry,
in it because I was, pushed that out of my mind.
They come to Alexandria. Michonne lets them in only because it's Daryl.
Which this is before she had the confrontation with Judith, though, too. So I feel like maybe she's starting, because of the other episodes, sort of starting to see that maybe she had to let go a little bit, and then I think Judith kind of pushed it the rest of the way.
Oh, in the end, when they decide to go to, I mean, Michonne's right, so she says, I never would have sent anyone to the fair if I'd known about this, and of course not, because it's very dangerous out there now. There's, like, people wearing zombie skins trying to kill them. So, I mean, I think she would have been totally justified to say, no one's going out right now, had she known. But she didn't. But, yeah, then Judith, like, how can you turn your back on Daryl and everyone? Yeah. So,
yeah,
I mean,
I
feel like no good can come from this, right? Like, I feel like everybody's going to be converging at the fair, and there's only two episodes left, so something bad, like,
yeah,
it's going to
happen. Well,
somewhere.
I checked out because I posted the photos for next week, so I wouldn't say there's per se spoilers in them, but there's one picture that gives you an idea, at least maybe who's going to be in it. But that's, you know, it's not that unobvious, and people can look if they want to look. But it was because I can't remember what the preview is about, so I'm not sure if it was the preview, but they're on the site.
I can't remember either what the preview is about.
But other than that, and it looks like they have the fair. But I mean, that's a given, so that's not really.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember
anything.
In the promo they showed Ezekiel like signing the charter, and then they showed
they
like I don't know what else they showed. People they always show people fighting.
Yeah,
I
well,
seeing
it probably
Ezekiel,
won't
like,
all go well, but
charter.
I think we knew that anyway. So.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention is I was looking at comicbook.com, and I didn't even know people were saying this. Maybe you heard about it because it said this episode convinced people that Michonne and Rick's son is real. Apparently, people thought it was all a figment of her imagination. I missed that because I never thought that.
Really?
Yeah, if that's what
I never thought that.
I know, I didn't either, but it says some. Most Walking Dead fans, again, this is from comicbook.com, are now convinced RJ, the son of Michonne and Rick Grimes, is real after some viewers suspected the child to be a figment of Michonne's imagination, but it showed her pregnant, blah, blah, blah. So that, to them, I guess, showed they were real. They thought it was a way of her coping with Rick's loss because the boy had yet to interact with anyone other than Michonne and Judith. Well, I could kind of understand thinking that if he hadn't interacted with him. I never really thought about it, but I know they do that in a lot of shows.
Yeah,
but I guess
like
it says there
kind of
Magnus
thing.
Saw him, and that's or I don't know. It says it was creeping
well,
Magnus.
She said, yeah, she says
business.
Like there's a scene where she says like Judith, stay with your brother, and they're playing with other kids, and so, I never thought that. It never even occurred to me that he wasn't real.
No,
like
it didn't either, but
show,
I could see
maybe.
With where they've done that in shows, but I'll be honest, I don't think the show is smart enough to do that. I think if it was another show, maybe I would have thought that, but I just don't look for those kind of nuances in Walking Dead, although it has been written a lot better this year, but I still ain't, I'm not really looking for those kind of things, so. Yeah.
And we already had, like, one figment of the imagination when Rick was on the phone with Lori for, like, a season.
Which we don't need more of.
And, yeah, I don't think they're going to, like, go there again. So that was really all that happened. It was, like, an entirely
Michonne-centric
episode. No. I mean, that's really all that happened. I'm trying to think if there's really much else to comment on, but it was really very, you know. There was a bunch in the beginning about how Daryl and Michonne kind of never stopped looking for Rick, and they're hunting for Rick and looking for a body or looking for a zombie that they can kill or whatever, right? To
and a lot of
showing with zombie.
Pregnant.
And a lot of shots of Michonne being pregnant. And like Daryl said, he's like never going to stop looking. So like, is that what Daryl's doing out there on his own still, or is he just like living on his own? I don't know. Because Daryl's like, oh, I'll never give up looking, and they're looking, and it's a little, I mean, I get it. It's a little weird because we know that he's going to be alive in four more movies.
Yeah, I kind of, this is what I kind of feel like. You took him off the show to have him do other movies and make more money. So you know what? I don't care anymore. Take him out of the show. Don't keep talking about him. That's what I feel like because I'm kind of pissed what they did. I'm like with you, like, there was no reason for that. Like, either leave the show or stay on the show. Don't take him off the show just to make more money. But so I'm kind of like, okay, he's not on the show. So I don't see the point of them. I mean, not that they shouldn't miss him and once in a while talk about him, but I don't want them to spend a lot of time on it because we know they're not going to suddenly find him. Unless they decide to do a crossover to a movie to make you watch it. That's the only way that's. But then he wouldn't, I don't think, come back. So unless they're going to, like, have him come and get Judith or something, I don't see that happening. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't missed him this year, so.
I haven't missed him either.
Really matters.
Back half year, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
not that,
I haven't.
It being good has nothing to do with him being there or not being there. I'm just saying, you know, it's been okay, so I haven't really even thought about him anymore. I just, like, whatever, you know.
Right. It seems so long ago that he was on the show.
It does,
it seems like forever ago. It was only, like, the first half of the season, I think.
That's true.
Yeah, it feels a little.
Yeah, and there's two left, I want to say. Is that right?
Two left,
okay.
So they they say that usually The Walking Dead kills off people in the penultimate episode. So, you know, could next week be the very big episode?
I don't know. Maybe we'll try to
you know.
Somebody's going to die. We know that. One way or another, somebody's going to die.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to die for sure. So, yeah, so I guess that's about all we have to talk about this show tonight. And, you know, there's not really that much else to cover. So,
I say probably. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say I caught up with and finished the season out of Project Blue Book. Which
I need to catch up on that. I never did watch it.
Has a very X-Files-y like kind of feel to it, right?
I really wanted to watch
fine.
That.
There's some, you know, Ksenia Solo's in it, who used to be in
Lost Girl. I did not know that.
And Aidan Gillen from Game of Thrones is in it.
Yeah, I know he's in it.
And a bunch of other.
I didn't know he was
a bunch
from Game of Thrones,
other.
But I knew he was in it.
Yeah,
so,
and a bunch of other people
well,
that anyone would recognize. So I watched that, but that was it.
So the whole season's
nothing,
over?
You know,
yeah.
But the season's over. It was like 8 episodes or 10 episodes, and it's over now.
I was going to say, if you want to talk about it, you can't give big spoilers, because I do intend to watch it.
It's set in the 50s, and it's, you know, Project Blue Book was a real thing where they did pair up like a military
that.
Guy with a scientist to sort of go around and debunk sightings. And so each week of the show, they're investigating a sighting, and they are based on real cases that these two guys investigated for Project Blue Book, but they really, like, sort of take off from there, and they've got an overarching, like, you know, season-long mystery, government conspiracy kind of arc, right? And then there are some Russian spies, like, spying on Aidan Gillen, because he works for the government. And so, it's sort of, I don't want to spoil it, but it does have that sort of X-Files-y kind of feel where they're trying to investigate
stuff. Yeah, it sounded really, really good. I just, with everything, haven't had a chance. And I'm curious, too, because some of the stuff I might know about, because, like, when I first started, and granted, I was a lot younger, but when I first started watching X-Files in high school, I know, like, some of that stuff I kind of, like, read about and, you know, because I was interested in the other things in the show, the aliens and the conspiracies and all that. So I have read about some of the conspiracies. Not that I was, like, a, you know, conspiracy nut or anything, but I had read some of the
some of the old cases and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and also too, because there were a lot of at the time books that came out that were like on, you know, the real X-Files or whatever. Because I had a book, it was actually an official book, where it's like weird things that happened that like were inspired episodes, that kind of thing. So that's why some of like the paranormal stuff I've read about previously. And I also used to watch the show. I don't know if you had ever watched it called Dark Skies. Was basically an X-Files because it came out after it did. Although I really liked that show. It was never as good as X-Files, but I did like that show a lot. And it was kind of like a different take on it. That's actually what it reminds me of when you talk about Project Blue Book, because I'm pretty sure it took place in the past. I'm thinking like it was during that time period or something, but it's been so long since I've seen it. I don't know for sure. So.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd have to look it up. But anyway, people can look if they want to know. Good.
Yeah, it's fine. We're checking out.
And I was just going to say next week. Sorry, go ahead. I keep cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, I just said I don't know if you have other stuff that you've been covering that you want to talk about. Right now.
Yeah, I will mention that there are two Deadly Class interviews that will be going up tomorrow. I keep wanting to call them by the character names. For Tom Stevens and for Jack Gillett. The one that I was going to do with the actress, it did get canceled, unfortunately. So that one will not be going up. But I was trying to see if I had something.
All right, but
you've
got these two.
And but those are going up. And then the other thing is that I did put up the Catherine McNamara interview for Shadowhunters. That went up for Sunday. Well, it was Monday technically, but it was Sunday night. Sunday night when I stayed up really late and I put it up. But that's done. And I'm still waiting here I'm supposedly got some interviews coming up that I've been waiting to talk about, but I still have not gotten any time confirmation on them or anything. So I'm waiting to announce that. But, and I was just going to say next week we'll probably maybe very quickly preview, or at least I will have seen, you probably won't have seen it all, so I won't you know, spoiled or anything, but we'll maybe preview a bit of the OA since it comes this Friday, and then the following week we'll talk about it. It's a good show, so people should watch that. But like I'll tell you, if you don't like spoiled at all, I usually don't mind spoilers, but I saw Jason Isaac talk about it, and I don't know, like, what they showed. I was kind of like, I don't want to know this. Like, it was a little bit too much. So if you don't want to know anything, don't watch Interviews. It was with the Today Show. I actually didn't even know it was on. I saw the clip on Twitter because I missed the damn interview where I would have taped it. But yeah, it gives a little bit of spoilery stuff for Friday. But that might be the very beginning. All right. I have no idea. But other than that, that's coming. And the other thing, I think I can't remember if I mentioned this to you last week or not. I think I mentioned I was starting to watch it maybe, and then I didn't say, I don't know. But anyway, there's a series on Netflix called The Order. It's really good.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I told you guys. But anyway,
I think
if people like Supernatural series, try that. It's good. It's 10 episodes. I have no idea if it's coming back. I need to look that up because I want it to come back. But I haven't figured that out yet. But I really enjoyed that. I just happened to find it the one day and ended up watching it. So, and right now I'm going to attempt to rewatch the OA before Friday. So we'll see.
I know, right? Just try to remember what happened.
Yeah, because I've forgotten a lot about it.
Hmm.
All right. Well, I guess that's it then.
All right. I guess that's it. Yeah. So, quick show. We're only scheduled for half an hour, so we're coming in right under the limit here. So, we'll be back next week, with another short show, as you just ran down. All right.
Okay, and I won't be. I was just going to say, I'm probably not going to bother, because I could now, but I just don't see the point of running through some of the other shows when I'm the only one that watches them. And I'm trying to get recaps and stuff up. I didn't yet this week, but, you know, some of it people will be able to read about if they really want to, you know. Or if you want to hear more about the shows I sometimes mention, then tell me, and I'll talk more about them.
Yeah.
Short show today, so I think that's it. The only thing I will say is the finale. It is the season finale tomorrow of Deadly Class, which is why all the interviews are coming up right away. But yeah, so there's that. Okay, well, good night, I guess.
Okay, great.
Thanks for
all
coming.
Right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Yep.
Thanks to Roger and NBD Media for hosting us. All right. Good night.
Yep. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.